Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bit Slip on Tuesday, the 21st of July. This is take three, and if it goes funny, then I've just got to go with it. I do not know what's gone on today. I did it earlier, and then it listened back. It was all gobbledygook again. I was into doing other stuff spreadsheet-wise then, so I thought I'll have to leave that now, and then I've just recorded it again, and it's done the same again. So I'm having take three. The three won't be the same. See, the second one differed from the first one, and this one will differ again because I forget what I said in them. Vizinti Malaga boys, they're 0-0 again last night. Incredible. I think they kept something like 10 clean sheets in their last 12 games, Malaga. Unfortunately, they can't score, but that's them done for the season. We'll follow their progress next year as they bang the goals in. Right, what have we got? What have we got today? Right, all about Ultimate. Let's just give a little bit of Ultimate. Ultimate's done for the week. We will be finishing now, pretty much. We've got Championship finishing tomorrow. I'll come to that in a minute. Premier League obviously finishing at the weekend. A couple of games the next couple of days, and then all the fixtures on Sunday. Turkey finishing up. Portugal finishing up, and then we've got Italy running till August the 2nd, and then the new season, Belgium, starts on August the 8th, so it is a very short turnaround, certainly on my end, to produce files, because we will have files out for the Belgium game. I posted a link yesterday on Twitter, and I emailed it to Ultimate Guys, of the new Ultimate Analysis tool. This basically will enable you to scour the database in next to no time. I mean, that one I did yesterday, it was like 1,000 different variables of criteria in less than 2 minutes. And you literally can set it global parameters to look at everything, press a button and walk away and let it run, and it will come back and tell you where the profit is in the sheet. Record that criteria down, choose whatever ones you want, and then that's what you can take forward. It is as simple as that, and it's break down by bets. It shows you the graph so you can see the losing streaks. It lists every single bet. It shows pie charts of year on year. Absolutely fantastic. So it will stop all that manual clicking around trying to find a system and where do I start. Literally set it up and it will tell you. It is phenomenal, and it will work with all three databases, the main leagues one, in effect the secondary leagues, the Championship, Bundesliga 2, Portugal, Turkey, and also the Poisson database as well. So I'll post a link to that. We're in the process of final testing. Got an FTS member is going to give it a rundown for us over the next week. Then it will literally be the option. It is a purchase tool, the option. It's a one-off. Once you've got it, you've got it. You can use it 10 years forward. The idea of it isn't that it's something you do every week. You literally can run it now on all the historical data and take it forward, and perhaps you want to check it at Christmas, but it's really a couple of times a year thing. But once you've got it, you've got it. I'll have more details on that next week for people. Obviously, when I put the video out, I had a few questions and queries, but we'll get to that next week. But it is for Ultimate members. And I did say this morning to the guys on Ultimate, I hope you've enjoyed, particularly those of you who've had your first year, you've enjoyed it. I think it's absolutely second to none. I'm going to say that, but I do. I know what's behind it. I know the work that goes into it. And I think for a lot of football bettors, you know, it would be, it's where to go, and you don't need to do anything else. But I would say that, wouldn't I? But, you know, if you want to just put bets on and get on with your life, it's absolutely spot on. And some people have done fantastically with it, which is great. I know there's others who will say they've struggled and that, but, you know, it isn't all about the tool. You know, Betty Blogger's one that I read his tweet last week. Fantastic. Good guy, Jeff, goes about it the right mindset. But I've had lots of emails from people who've done well. And this one, I've had one today. I don't know whether it's sent today or yesterday. In bit of feedback. First season with Ultimate, probably never another season like it, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I think he's one referring to how his season started, but two, COVID as well. But I was in the red from week two, so you're talking about August time, until mid-November. So gone through August, September, October, and then into halfway through November in the red. But I trusted my research and the database, and I'm now sitting on 57 points profit. So from mid-November to now, bearing in mind we had a three-month break, has won 57 points plus, wiped out its deficit and 57 up. And that's what I like. It's the fact that it hasn't given up. You know, most of you would be emailing me in September saying, load of shit, this, I haven't won, blah, 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 blah. It's the fact that he's pushed on. 57 points return in a football season is fantastic by any standards. Don't care who you're talking about. Absolutely brilliant. Fixed odds just sitting there doing nothing. So well done, Simon. Well done. Absolutely brilliant. It's the fact that he's kept going. That's what I like. You can have whatever you like in the world if you haven't got that approach and that mindset to plug on. You know, General Belgrano, another one, posts his results up every week on Twitter, up and down, up and down. But just keeps going, keeps doing it. 60 points up or so, something around there. Absolutely brilliant. And this is a guy who was also trolled and people having a go at him. General, fantastic stuff. Betty Blogger, fantastic stuff. And obviously we want to get everybody winning. I want everybody to be winning from it. And I think things like the new tools and the new setup that we're planning, or I'm planning, I say, keep saying we as if I've got other people in the room here with me. I genuinely haven't. Ryan's helped me. Chrissy's obviously helped me. We can get this stuff out and you all can benefit. But the idea of this is that you just put it on Friday, put it on Tuesday, and you can go about your life, particularly those of you who've got young families and things, as I say. So over the moon with that. Really like that email, Simon. I'm just so pleased that you dug in and kept going. Right, what else have we got? Right, yeah, tonight. I cannot, talking of Ultimate, I mentioned it 10 days or so ago. The Arsenal price, I just can't be having it. I can't see how Arsenal are odds against this evening, and I've never been one to buy into this. Yeah, but Villa have to win. Well, yeah, they had to win the 30-odd games before that they played. I think they've won 8 at home in the last 38 they've played in the Premier League. They've not beaten anybody in note. Those wins have been the likes of Norwich, Watford, Brighton. One win in their last 12. Threw away the lead against Everton the other day. I just can't see it. I've got Arsenal all ends up. If Arteta picks a strong team, and that's the only thing, and I can't see why he wouldn't. Surely he's not thinking of the FA Cup now. They can still finish above Spurs. Surely he's going to play, keep the momentum going. They've beat Liverpool, beat City. I can't have Villa at that price, and I can't have Arsenal at that price. And I don't give a monkeys about all this. Oh yeah, but they've got to win. Look how often in the Premier League that has actually, in any league that has actually come through, the number of games that have been in that situation to the number that the underdog or the team that needs to win has prevailed is very small. So I think Arsenal are great value tonight at 206. I think their value to be winning at half time. I think they're just all ends up a really good value bet. Yeah, it's one of them. If Villa win, I'll get a job. It's one of them. It's one of them jobbies there, which the Villa fans will love me saying that because they know how my record is when I say things like that. If Villa win this game, I will get a job. What else have we got? And the other game I've got value, but I'm not going to touch it, is at Atalanta home to Bologna. I've got value in the goals markets there, but I think they're 1.37 for over 2.5. I've still got value in that price. Great team to watch at Atalanta. If you've not watched them, then have a look. They are absolutely, they're like the Harlem Globetrotters of football at the minute. They don't stop going. They keep trying to score. I think they got a good chance in the Champions League. I really do. Sort of the new kids on the block. How you want to see football being played. I'd love Spurs to play like that. I love when teams get 2-3-0 up and just keep going trying to score, as opposed to the Mourinho get 3-0 up and then park the bus. Didn't he say the team parked the bus? He got some cheek, didn't he? Didn't he say Spurs parked the bus? Actually, I think, did he say when we played Chelsea, Spurs parked the bus or United? I can't remember. Outrageous. So I think Arsenal tonight are great value and goals are at Atlanta, but the price is short. At Atlanta, it might be one. If it did somehow manage to get the 35 minutes or so 0-0, then you might want to look at a late first half goal, and similarly in the second half, if there's a late goal maybe. But other than that, not for me at the prices. But there is a little bit of value in the goals. It's just I'm not going to be backing a 1.37 shot to get three goals. Not for me, not how I bet. We have got... what have we got? We have got... the championship tomorrow. Yes, Ultimate's all processes. So championship finishes tomorrow. I said on Saturday, I texted it to my little group that I couldn't see... I thought Brentford would slip up. I thought it was a banana skin against Stoke. And sure enough, Stoke nicked it and held on. I think the championship will stay as it is. I do think West Brom will get the job done tomorrow. I think they'll go up. I think that the playoffs will stay as they are. Brentford, Fulham, Forest and Cardiff. And I think Fulham will prevail in that scenario. Forest are the team really out of form, but have managed to somehow hopefully hold a playoff spot. I don't know whether I think Swansea would have, it would have to need a massive turn in goal difference, but I like to see Forest come up, but they have been dreadful in the last four or five games. So I think for me it will be Leeds and West Brom and then Fulham via the playoffs. That is how I'm calling it. And at the other end, obviously, can Luton Town make the big escape? You know, Nathan Jones there, sacked him, got him back. Can they keep that can they stay there, obviously helped by Wigan's turmoil? But I'll see if there's any bets on that for that tomorrow. Right, that's it. I've got nothing else. I am done. It literally will be, let's get this season finished up, get the plans set for the next one. Got lots of new exciting bits and bobs to cover over the next couple of weeks, and videos to make and things. Get Royal Chrissy spreadsheets. I hope you will, son. And yeah, that's me done. Hopefully this one has come out. And I'll be... Malaga ended last night, didn't it? Vizindi Malaga, boys. Another clean sheet. I think that's 10 out of 12 games clean sheet, Malaga. Once they get their scoring boots on, they are going to be roaring to the top of La Primera. Don't you worry. Up the old La Liga. And we'll be there to witness it. Vizindi Malaga, boys. Right, let's hope this podcast has come out. Well, you're listening to it, whether it has or hasn't, because I've had enough now. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Thank you all for listening, as always. Have a lovely day.